Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, you are so lucky it is just me today. But I want to talk about something kind of with the time of the year. It is the first week in April in the year of 2023. It's already the first week of April. Feels like this year has flown by already, which probably is what happens when you get really old. But also with the first week of April, I think it's where we are starting to feel like it might be spring-ish. And I want to talk about some businesses that maybe have some seasonality to it and kind of the seasonality myth. So we're going to discuss that a little bit today. Before we do, always a quick reminder of who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, and that spans nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best fit for them in a franchise zone. And the goal of the podcast, as always, is to simply help educate you on all aspects of franchise ownership. Okay, that's us. Let's talk a little bit about the seasonality piece. And again, first week of April, starting to finally feel like spring. It's been a long, difficult winter here in my home of Arizona and then my co-home of Florida. This weekend, first weekend in April, we're going to like touch 90 here in Arizona. So it will be, I've got a certain 9-year-old more than a little excited about getting in the pool this weekend, which he is going to be able to do right after he mows the grass. I don't think he knows that part yet, for at least what grass is growing out there. But and I think kind of everywhere around the country, we're starting to kind of get to that point, which means let's get our butts outside, right? So what does that look like, though, from a franchise perspective when we have a seasonal business? So there is a myth that comes with this right off the bat. You're probably already there. Yeah, Tim, that sounds great. Maybe in Arizona or Florida, but I live, pick a northern state where there's that white stuff that falls from the sky. That doesn't sound as good, because the myth is if I have less time performing the service, it will equal less revenue. Seems like a pretty simple thing to grasp, except that is rarely the case. Okay, so how is that possible? Well, I'm glad you asked. So a few things to think about. So in a northern related state, there is a premium on being outside. I grew up in Indiana. My sister lives in northern Indiana. They have a pool, which they get to use a couple months out of the year, even though they are ridiculously comfortable being in cold water in their pool. There's a shorter period of time. So when they can get in there, they are very excited to get in there. Again, in the South, we are more spoiled with the time that we can be outside. 60 degrees here in Arizona requires me to have a hoodie. It's only going to be in the 60s today. But the weekend, we're back in the 80s and the 90s. So there's a premium on being outside in those states. So the people want to be able to take advantage when there is good weather. And anybody that's living in those areas knows, just because it's June doesn't mean it's all of a sudden not going to be like 60 and rainy one day, or that there might be snow the end of April, 1st of May. So we just don't know. There is a premium on that. So when they can be outside, they want everything just looking good, all the ability to do whatever they want outside for themselves, for their friends and their family. So the flip side of that is the services tend to cost more in those areas than they do in the South. Bad example where I live in the little hellhole middle of nowhere town in Arizona. But when I lived in the Phoenix area a few years back, literally paid $85 a month for pool service, right? And as an example, we have a couple former clients that own pool cleaning businesses, one in Detroit, one in Boston, right? what they charge like blows my mind. Sometimes it is $300+ a month to clean the pool because again, like we need it spotless in that time, and there's more of a demand for it, right? There's less competition typically in that situation. Plus in the north for like a pool, you have the opening and closing of the pool. There's quite a production that's an additional cost, right? So what you find is typically is this, and how we kind of talk to people about it, a seasonal business is this. I'm gonna use pool, right? So, but there's again, a whole slew of different things that touch on this. So if you have a pool business, pool cleaning, repair, maintenance, whatever, in the north, and I tell you that you can make $1 million a year in revenue, but you're only going to perform that service maybe say 8 months out of the year, the same pool franchise in Florida performing the service 12 months out of the year is going to make the exact same $1 million in revenue, right? Are you okay with that? And some people are like, no, I want to always perform the service. Okay, right? The rest of us probably shaking our head. Of course, I'm fine with that. And not everybody is, and that's okay. But being fine with it is one thing. Realizing that is the actuality in almost every instance. There's landscaping franchise we've had on numerous times. They have some of their top owners are in the north. They have some Canadian owners that refer to the part of landscaping. They do snow removal, and the Canadian owners refer to snow is white gold. And I can go along all the way through the list of the different franchises that are seasonal, quote seasonal, performing outdoor services. Their northern owners do just as well and sometimes even better on average than the southern ones. More of a premium on being outdoors. People want to make sure they've got a high quality of service and they pay more for it because it's kind of in a condensed time period. Okay. So that's from a financial perspective, what that looks like. Hey, everyone. I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com. to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. So what do you do in those kind of months where you're not performing the service? So, I guess like kick back and catch up, binge watch some stuff, right? You can definitely do that. But the real answer is you still are out marketing and connecting, building those referral sources. So next year continues to get even better from that standpoint. More referrals means less money spent on your marketing, right? You're still running sales calls. The franchise we work with that does outdoor like design, right? You're going to build something in that outdoors. And so imagine you're in Chicago and it is January. It is -3 with -20 wind chill with lake effect snow. There's a foot already on the ground and you're sitting at the kitchen table with Mr. and Mrs. Smith talking about how you're going to build their outdoor oasis, right? And you look outside and you're like, ugh, that looks horrible, but I can't wait till it clears up so we can get outside. Now, you're sitting there, it's January, you got all that going on outside. They may say they want to stop and think about it a little bit and get back to you. Great, no worries. If we get things done now, we can actually get you scheduled to be that first job we do when the weather breaks and we can break ground. wait a little bit. By the time you come back, we might already be booked through August, right? Yeah, you got a month or two, and then it's like really it's a full year before you get to experience that, right? So you're still doing those things. You're still marketing. You're still connecting. You're still running your sales appointments to book those jobs. So the summer months, not that you're not still going to have sales appointments or connect, but you're going to be in a better position to simply do the work, right? Not so much you, but your team do the work. And the other thing is for so many of the people that we work with, one of the biggest reasons, some really the biggest reason people look at franchise ownership is control. Control over their lifestyle, all the different things professionally, but time, flexibility, freedom. So what if you have a business that you're not performing the service year round? What's that mean around the holidays? You got a little less like hectic craziness of what your business is doing and a little bit maybe more time for the family. Get out of the place where there's all the cold, right? Go to a beach, go like do something with the family, relax, chill, hang out, enjoy that. Because for most people, they didn't have that opportunity to do that when they were working in the corporate world, right? And then the other thing that I think you can think about, and this isn't for everybody, but for folks that have kind of growth goals. So, and again, we've talked about this numerous times, but you want a franchise, you want one unit of a franchise, and that's going to hit your goals of how much time you're spending, how much money you're making. That is perfect, right? If it is hitting your goals and you're happy, happy franchisee equals happy franchisor, right? But what if you want, again, control? I want to control I don't want to like a glass ceiling on me. I want to be able to grow and expand. Multiple locations, right? Is that a brick and mortar? Multiple territories of that pool franchise, right? I don't want just Gilbert, Arizona. I want Gilbert, Chandler, Mesa, Tempe, Scottsdale. I want to expand, right? But what's the other way you can grow? Multiple brands, right? So maybe you look at something in those winter months where maybe you have an alternate service. Maybe we're doing holiday lighting. Maybe we stack an entirely different franchise on top of that, where maybe you can kind of have some shared services with your staff, right? From that perspective. But again, or maybe we've got an indoor service, or maybe we've got something totally different that is running year round, right? You've got that ability to then again, take that time and look for alternate services or add additional businesses into your portfolio, okay? That's some next level growth type of things. But again, if that number one reason everybody is coming to us and looking to own a business is control, here's a way to make that happen, right? So it is, and again, I thought it just kind of, a couple of things just kind of popped in my mind and came up this week as we were just kind of going through talking with our clients. But thinking of that spring and that seasonality, you know, birds start chirping, grass starts growing, at least sort of in my backyard. We want to get outside. We want to do those things. It's easy to see how those businesses make a killing now, right? But don't think just because you don't live in, you know, Florida, Arizona, right? Texas, somewhere along the South where it is warm all the time. Don't think that you can't still like have a fantastic business with something that does the work outdoors. Again, because the premium people put on being able to get outside and the premium price that you're able to charge based on that, right? Added layer of flexibility around the holidays. You want to chillax, you want to go somewhere, you want to do whatever, you want to do nothing, which is also glorious, right? You have that ability to do that. And then it becomes an easy thing to stack additional businesses, additional services on top of it. So anyway, that's kind of what I want to talk about today. That seasonality myth, it really is a myth. You can build just the same level of business in Michigan as you can in Florida, running a pool business or any other thing that has outdoors, just a different way to look at it. So that's our topic for today. As always, as we do these, I hope our podcast, again, give you a little insight into a little snippet, a little nugget of something maybe you didn't think about. Again, Franchising 101, we're just trying to educate you on franchise ownership. if you're listening and watching whatever, and this, again, as I always say, if you have found Franchising 101, you didn't do that by accident. There is a reason you have this on your mind. Reach out to us. Let's chat to see. Maybe it's a seasonal business. Maybe it's something totally different, but that's our job, is to help determine if this is the path for you. And if so, what's the best franchise? Reach out. FranCoach.net. Franchising101podcast.net. Set up that first call with us. Again, there's never, ever any fee for our service. And if you like to do that crazy thing called read, check out our other site, franchisingnews.net. Again, everything with us.net. Again, my cheesy analogy, I'm a basketball dude, so everything is nothing but net. So, which when I played, it was always that way too. Just want to point that out, since probably nobody listening ever saw me play. So anyway, that's us today. Please, we thank you so much for joining us, tuning in, having the interest. Reach out. Let's set up that first call again. Never any fee for our service. Let's help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks so much, and we will talk with you all soon.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.